Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your host, Teresa Murphy, and today we have with us guest LaTonya Taylor. And LaTonya is going to talk to us today about several things, starting with her She's a Boss movement. She's going to also talk to us about entrepreneurship, some of the challenges she has had to face, and some of the challenges that she actually still faces in being an entrepreneur and also being a boss. And so, Tanya, and if you are on the call now and you're listening live, please take some notes. We're going to definitely touch on a few strategies far as you becoming an entrepreneur and what an aspiring entrepreneur would need to be able to get that business off the ground. So, with that being said, good morning, LaTonya.
Good morning, Teresa. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Awesome. Well, Tanya, I'm going to just start out. We want to talk about She's a Boss, your most previous movement, and kind of you can tell us, what does She's a Boss represent?
She's a Boss represents every woman. You know, it represents that woman that knows she wants and knows how to go out there and get it. It's about that woman that's confident, you know, that's courageous, that's willing to break the glass ceiling, that's not afraid to take chances, and doesn't care what the rest of the world wants. She's going to do exactly what she wants to do. And her objective in life is truly to do what makes her happy, and that's truly, you know, whatever that is that makes her successful. You know, every boss is not going to own a business. You know, every boss may not be an entrepreneur. You know, at the end of the day, it's really about what makes you bossy and the bossy lifestyle you choose to live.
Awesome. Now, and I think it's an awesome movement. I actually do follow you on social media, and I think what you're doing for other women and supporting other women is great because, you know, we don't have a lot of women supporting women, I feel that, like they should. You're not obligated, of course, to support anyone, but why not want to support another woman? I always say, being an entrepreneur myself, that, you know, there's enough money out here for everyone. So, now, you also own Alcove Restaurant, correct?
Correct. Alcove Martini Bar, which is located in Richmond, Virginia, on 1112 East Main Street. Shout out to my business. Alcove will actually be turning one on February the 12th. I'm excited. You know, to reach a year is very challenging in this time that we're living in, and the economy challenges and the surrounding challenges. So it's definitely, you know, kudos to me and my co-partner in regards to being able to say we've reached that 1 year and being opening. So I'm very excited about what's coming, you know, this year.
Awesome. Now, and you also, you have TaylorMade Solutions. And can you tell us a little bit about what TaylorMade Solution, what does that do?
Yeah, let me put it all together for you. So this is kind of how I break with how I break myself down. You know, at the end of the day, Teresa, it's all about building your brand and building brand awareness. You know, I think that that's very important. And for me, I had to really define about how do I separate between being a business owner, which is Alcove Martini Bar, and then separate, you know, that entrepreneur spirit that I have. So I established TaylorMade Solutions, which is truly about me providing coaching and consulting, you know, to others in regard to, you know, whether it's getting your business started, you want to open up a restaurant. I do restaurant takeover, you know, where I come in and a restaurant is struggling, you know, I'll come in and help assist them in getting their restaurant turned over. You know, I also assist people with, you know, they want to get a restaurant started. So TaylorMade Solutions truly provides business and professional development to assist others in truly getting their business up and going and just being successful. And everything is not about the business. I also provide career development. You know, I have a 12-year background in corporate America where I did nothing but lead and direct, you know, people all day. I ran call centers. So I have a very strong corporate background as well in regard to navigating in that corporate navigating in the corporate ladder. So TaylorMade Solutions provides two pieces, that business development as well as that career development, you know, based upon my expertise and my experience. So that's kind of how TaylorMade breaks out. And then what I did, Teresa, I took TaylorMade, and she's a boss, actually falls up under TaylorMade. So TaylorMade is the company, you know, the LLC, and she's a boss is the brand that I'm really, truly, you know, growing.
Awesome. So let's talk a little bit about when you actually had this vision and you had this dream to be an entrepreneur, because at some point, you knew it was your time was finished with corporate America and you no longer wanted to help someone else grow their business. You wanted to start and build a business of your own. So how did you take that vision and turn it into something tangible?
You know, Teresa, what I will say about me is entrepreneur has always been in my spirit and in my blood. You know, for me, the blessing was that I was able to see my father. You know, he's been an entrepreneur for 30-plus years. So it was already instilled in me. I knew that that's what I wanted to do. You know, however, your first priority is you have to pay the bills. So, you know, I had to figure out the balance between the two. You know, I knew I had a vision. I knew I had some ideas. I knew I wanted to do something different. I wasn't 100% sure. I'll be very honest with you, Teresa. I didn't know I was going to go out and, you know, start, you know, foundations or that I was going to go out and now there's she's a boss. You know, I didn't know that. A lot of that just came from, you know, faith and prayer about what it is that, you know, God is really destined me to do. So, you know, a lot of it was just really sitting back and analyzing me and figuring out what I wanted to do. And one of the things in my book, A Boss Path to Starting Your Business, there are worksheets and exercises that helps you identify, you know, what am I passionate about? What am I really good at? What is my level of expertise? You know, those things. It gives you exercises to help you kind of figure out if you're going to go into this entrepreneur world, what is it that you're really good at and what talents do you bring to the table? And it also helps you kind of just dig into that so that if you decide to go and open up businesses and do all these different groups and organizations, you know, are you doing what's going to end up giving you longevity? Because if not, then you're doing it for the wrong reasons. So, you know, for me as an entrepreneur, you really have to be passionate about what you want to do and really dissect it and make sure that it makes sense.
And I totally have to agree with you on that. And so we have She's a Boss, your movement, and we have TaylorMade Solutions. We also have Alco Martini Restaurant and Bar, and then you also have the Dreams Foundation as well. So can you also tell us a little bit about what does the Dreams Foundation do?
Yeah, what I've been doing for the last 2 years is going into, you know, middle schools and high schools and providing mentoring, a mentoring program for, you know, our young women. I did this because of the fact that, you know, one, I was a teen mom, Teresa, and I just felt like that, you know, one of my ways of giving back is I want to be able to help other young girls to not go down the same road, you know, I traveled. And to try to just give them some guidance and some directions and the support, you know, that I necessarily didn't have. You know, I was raised by, you know, my father. My mom passed away when I was very young. So I lacked having that woman direction in my life. So, of course, I was very passionate about helping other girls, young girls, and getting them on the right track. So I spent my time going into the school, talking with them, doing, you know, exercises with them. We do workshops. You know, different things to really empower them and to make them really feel good about themselves and to know that they have a resource and an outreach. And then I provide mentors to work with them one-on-one for those that need it. And then just providing them the resources beyond that, because some of them, you know, have other challenges going on in their home. They're struggling in school, so they might need tutors. So I provide a couple of different outlets for them and resources to assist the young girls in the school system, which I truly enjoy. And it's truly been a blessing to be able to work with these young girls.
Wow. I mean, you know, LaTanya, you definitely wear a lot of hats. And, you know, we have, I'm sure, a lot of women on the call, on the show today, and they probably want to know, how do you manage so many hats in entrepreneurship? I mean, because you have a lot of things going on. You're doing a lot of great things for the community, and you run a full restaurant, and you also have this She's a Boss movement, which is really huge. How do you manage your day-to-day hats of entrepreneurship?
one thing I would tell you, just Teresa, that I know you know better than anybody. First of all, girl, you have got to somehow surround yourself with prayer in your life. You have got to pray day in and day out. You have to have a prayer business in anything that you do. I'm going to tell you, that's first. I don't know how some days, I don't know, you know, how it happens, but Lord, my faith is what I can truly say gets me through. But what I will say, because it is important for people to have some tangible tasks and actions of how to be able to balance it all out. You can do it all. It's all possible, but it all begins with you. And one of the things that I'm really good at is I plan. I schedule. And I'm really big on organization, which is why I created some of my boss templates. But it's very important to schedule out everything in your life. People may laugh at me, Teresa, but I schedule out my breakfast. I schedule out what time I'm going to pray. I schedule out what time I'm going to meditate. I schedule what time I may sit down and have dinner with my mate. I schedule out my life so that I do not miss anything. And I dedicate a certain number of hours to certain things throughout the day. Some days I work in my business. Some days I work on my business. So you have to schedule it. Some days I schedule 2 hours. I'm not doing nothing but working on my business. Don't call me. The phones are off. No distractions. No social media. My key to my success has truly been scheduling everything in my life. And it may become a nuisance, but everybody's on a schedule. You know, and I always find time for rest, a rest day. Take one day a week to rest. Your mind has to rest to balance all of these things out.
And, you know, and not to interrupt, but I want to interject on that rest piece because that is so important and it's key for you to be able to keep functioning in your day-to-day operation. Whether you're an entrepreneur, if you work in a 9-to-5, that sometimes you work 10 hours a day because we do have all 9-to-5ers and corporate people that work 10 hours a day. You know, you have to get the proper amount of sleep. It's important for you to have that downtime so your brain can be able to refunction and recharge and be able to start all over. Because sometimes you can really burn yourself out if you continuously work around the clock and you don't find any time for yourself. So I think that's great that you plan everything out. It helps when you are more organized in your business, in your personal and your professional life. That is definitely key for those individuals who – go ahead, Tanya.
Yeah, I agree. And the other thing I'll say, Teresa, is just delegation. You can't do it all. You have to build a team.
No.
And I've learned that from the best. She knows who she is. But you can't do it all. You have to build a team. You have to hire people sometimes. You have to invest in your business to make money and to grow your business. So I truly have learned now to really build a team and delegate things out because I just can't do it all by myself. And I have to now pay people to do some of the things I just don't have time to do. And I'm not the expert at everything. So why not pay our expert to do and elevate my business while I'm working on some other things? So that's another piece that I'm sure they've heard you talk about as well.
And I tell you, LaTanya, one thing I can say firsthand is that, you know, it's great, you know, aspiring entrepreneurs, new business owners, whomever, whatever category you may fall under, it's awesome to go in your business and think you can be everything in your business. Like, you are basically your business. And that's great, but I can tell you that's going to wear thin really quickly because you are exactly right. You cannot be every position in your business and your business continuously to grow. So if you are growing a business and you're trying to achieve goals and reach a certain level of success within your business, you can't do it by yourself. And I think what happens is I get a lot of people that tell me, oh, well, Teresa, I can't afford. And I hear that so much, you know. And you know what I tell people? I said, well, don't buy those pairs of shoes this week. You know, leave that handbag in the store. So I'm probably stepping on some toes right now because we spend our money on what we want to spend our money on. You know,
amen.
And yes, and if you're going to be successful in business, you have to be disciplined. You have to be disciplined, and you have to make sacrifices. And getting a team in place is key to growing your business. Because guess what I realized early on when I started my staffing company back in 2007, I realized I can't market and recruit and go to the meeting with the hiring managers and, you know, look for candidates and do interviews. It was too much. So you have to cut costs somewhere and invest that money in your business because whenever you invest in your business, you will get a return. You just have to do the work, but not by yourself. So I think that's key. Now, for aspiring entrepreneurs, LaTanya, what are like three tips that you can think of right now that you would give to aspiring entrepreneurs?
My advice to brand new entrepreneurs is just one, just make sure that you are in a financial situation, a spiritual situation. Make sure emotionally you are ready to start a business. It's a lot of work. So first, you got to make sure you are in order. You got to check you. You got to check you. You know, it's great to go out here and help other people, but you first got to help yourself. So if you ain't ready to play the game, don't get in the game. I tell people this all the time. You got to know how to play the game to get in the game. You know what I mean? So, you know, the first thing is you got to check you, and you got to check all those boxes. Am I in the right place spiritually? Am I in the right place emotionally? Am I in the right place physically? Because this is you know, I tell people, this is not a sprint. This is a marathon. You have to be in the best shape of your life to do this. So I tell people, check the boxes. And, again, all of this is in the Boss Guide to Starting a Business. You know, you have to be ready to dive into this. One, that's just very important. Finances is very important. Having your finances in order. Sometimes it doesn't take a lot to start a business, depending upon what type of business you're starting. But you still have to have financial literacy. You have to be able to, like you said, manage your business through the numbers and, you know, financially. That's just a big piece of it. You have to be in some type of stable state to be able to go out here and just satisfy the business. And then number three, you have to surround yourself with people who are going to motivate you, inspire you, and who's not going to tear you down. You do not need the naysayers in your circles if you're starting a business, because they're going to tell you everything that's not going to work instead of everything that can work. So change the circle. It's important. Get connected with the right people.
And you know what, LaTanya?
I mean, you got to get
funny. Yes. LaTanya? It's so funny because, you know, I tell people all the time, you don't have to take everybody with you. See, when you start the new journey, everybody's not meant to go with you. So you get a lot of people. You get a lot of people, they want to take everybody with them on their journey. Everybody is not meant to go with you on your journey. So typically, when you start your business and you come up with all these great ideas and you want to bounce ideas off of people and then, you know, you don't get that feedback that you actually want, then you get upset. But everybody is not meant to go with you on your journey, and you have to remember that. And that's just something I wanted to add to some of the tips for the aspiring entrepreneurs. So basically, you know, and basically to LaTanya, if you got an idea, you know, it's hard to pitch an idea, and I say this all the time to small-minded people. So you might want to call someone that may be going in the same direction as you, and your circle will change, and it should. So who wants to start a business and you're already trying to overcome fear and you're afraid of failure and it not working just to hear people tell you that you're crazy and it's not going to work and you don't have the money and things of that nature. So I totally agree with you on that tip. Now, if people on your new book, I wanted to touch on that really quickly. A Boss Guide to Starting a Business is LaTanya's new book. And concluding the interview, LaTanya will let everyone know how they can actually purchase A Boss Guide to Starting a Business. Now, what motivated you to write that book, LaTanya, besides the fact that you have three or four different teams going on in the entrepreneurial world, and I just assumed that was for you to be able to help other entrepreneurs. Is that correct?
Correct. But, you know, Teresa, I'll tell you what really inspired me to do this Boss Guide. You know, I'm not a big writer. You know, I'm not one of those people sitting in the room like I write novels. But what I am really good at is self-help. I'm really good at coaching and training and developing people and that aspect and public speaking and getting people inspired. So I wanted to write something that was close to me. You know, I can't do what everybody else does. That's the first thing. You know, you got to do what's in your lane and what you're really good at. So when I thought about writing this, I thought about all the, I wouldn't say mistakes, but lessons learned, things that I've learned in my progression. When I decided to walk out on stage and leave corporate America back in 2008, I think it was. not 2008. It's all my years. This is how long you've been doing this. You get all big mumble jumbo. But 2008, 2009, yes. I decided to say goodbye, good riddance. And I've learned some lessons on the way. There are some things I could have done differently. I should have done differently. I've lost a lot of money. I've invested in things I shouldn't have invested in. I've done it all. So what I want to do is to take my learning and share it with somebody else. You don't always have to make the same mistake over and over again. You also don't have to go out here and make a mistake if somebody else is willing to share that information with you. And as women, we have to get better about sharing and sharing our life lessons and learnings and experiences with others. So when I wrote this, I put everything into this of what's worked for me, what I failed at, and, you know, giving people kind of like a roadmap. That's kind of business one-on-one. It's a self-start workbook to really help you figure out, you know, about really what it takes to start a business, how to maintain your business, how to run your business, and how to grow your business. There are levels to this. You know, when you start a business, you start a business, but they're levels. You got to establish that business. You got to maintain that business. You got to build that business. You got to grow that business. So the book goes into detail about levels of how to do that. And this book is truly inspired by the learning from LaTanya Taylor. And that's what made me want to do this. You know, I'm good at figuring out, you know, what the problem is and trying to come up with a solution. And that's what a boss guide to starting a business is all about.
And, you know, truthfully, I think it's important. It's something that you touched on a few minutes ago when you said that you talked about your failures, because we are caught up now in this social media world, and it looks like everyone on social media is successful, but you don't know somebody's story behind the scenes. So you're seeing the elevated pieces of someone else's life, and it looks like what they did was easy. And there's always work that's being done behind the scenes that you may not know that person's story of how they got to where they are. So I think it's really important to talk about business failure, to be transparent. Because you have to let people know when you're coaching and mentoring that, no, you're not going to build this business overnight, and you're going to face challenges within your business. And the goal is, when you face those challenges, how quickly you can overcome those obstacles and move forward. Because I can tell you firsthand, you're going to face challenges in business. There are going to be moments where you just want to quit. You're going to have your bad days where you're going to feel like it's not for you. And I tell you, if you don't get up and you don't breathe and live and doing what you do, if it doesn't excite you, and, you know, maybe entrepreneurship is not for you. But with success comes failure. You know, can you agree with that?
Absolutely. Amen to that. So, it's going to happen. And one thing I'll throw in there, Teresa, that's very important is to – you have to have mentors. You have to have coaches. You have to have people guiding you. I don't care if you're the CEO of Dominion Power, the CEO of whatever large corporation. Everybody has a mentor. Everybody has a go-to person. And it's important to have different levels of mentors. You know, you may have your girlfriend you've been friends with forever. That's somebody you can go to. But it's also important to be able to have it. If you know that you want to be in the hospitality business or you want to get into staffing, then you need to have a mentor in that field. You also have to have that mentor that's going to give you that gut check and tell you the real, because they built a million-dollar company. So if you want to be a millionaire, you got to be around millionaires. I tell people this all the time. So it's important to make sure that you have mentors, you have coaches, and the right people surrounding you and directing you, because athletes aren't just great because they have that athletic ability. They also have coaches guiding them, and I think that's an important piece, too. I just wanted to make sure I threw that in there. It's just very important.
And you're exactly right, because you can't teach me. You know, I don't go get my information from someone that has not reached a plateau of success, because you can't teach me how to make $100,000 if you haven't made $100,000. So
exactly. How
you can't
say you had to do it and they haven't done it?
Exactly. So it's almost like the people that, you know, I got invited to some meeting, and it was like the $1 million club meeting or something like that, or what, the $1 million round table, something like that. But nobody at the round table had basically made $1 million. So it was kind of like, well, I'm in the wrong place, because you can't teach someone to make $1 million if you haven't made $1 million. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So you just
have to
be
funny, right? But people don't
think like that, Teresa,
people do not think like that, and how important that is. They go to all these events, they show up at all these things. You show up at what's going to make, that's going to grow you, something that's going to provide substance for you. I don't show up at everything and everything that's hot and what's going on. I show up for things that's going to elevate me, you know? So
just to start. Well, everything's not for you. And that's, you know, people need to know. You don't have to be at every networking event. Be sure that when you decide, you know, you're going to attend a networking event, what are you going to that event for? What do you plan to get out of that event? Because you don't have to go to every networking event. And I know some people go to these networking events because they want to meet people and things of that nature, but there's so many other avenues that you can network where you don't want to waste. First of all, a lot of the networking events, they're costly. And you don't want to waste a lot of your money and your time at a lot of networking events that you're not getting anything out of. So be sure, you know, you research prior to you attending some of these networking events that you do attend. Now, Tanya, before we wrap up, if you can tell us how people can reach you, we need your social media handles. If you could give us those, please.
Absolutely. If you want to reach me, first, my website, which is key because that's going to get you to everything. There are two different websites. I'm going to give them to you. The first is www.latanyataylormade.com. And, again, very simple. I'm always branding my name. So, again, it's www.latanyataylormade.com. And then I've also created a new link, which is under www.shesabossnetwork.org. And, again, that's truly around the movement of She's a Boss. And that's truly going to be that network for those women who need mentoring and coaching. Women can go to the website and sign up as a member because you want to get a coach, you want to get a mentor, you want to be a part of this network, you want to be connected. And then also coaches, mentors, and sponsors can go out to the website and join and help be a part of this movement. You know, let's create financial freedom for some women out there who's looking to, you know, to truly get out of corporate or enhance their multiple streams of income. So those are the two websites you can go to reach me. You can also go to find me on social media under Latanya Taylor on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram under Latanya Taylor, I Am. And then you can also find She's a Boss information on Facebook under She's a Boss Network, as well as on Instagram, it's under She's a Boss Network. So I'll try to keep things pretty simple for my followers.
Okay. Guys, you got
the
all that information.
To contact me.
And I promise you, you want to definitely be a part of the She's a Boss Network movement. I think it's an awesome movement. I follow Latanya again, and I'm very impressed about a lot of the things that she's doing for the community and supporting women. The key to success, always remember, is getting started. So you can't progress until you get started. That's key. Latanya, I just want to thank you again taking time out of your day today to talk with us on Motivate My Life Radio. It has definitely been a pleasure. And also, guys, if you want to get a copy of Latanya's new book, A Boss Guide to Starting a Business, they should be able to also find that on your website as well, Latanya.
Absolutely. You'll be able to find The Boss Guide to Starting a Business. The workbook, self-help book is on the website, as well as apparel, accessories, tools and resources to better assist you in getting your business started. Or if you have an established business, better ways to get you organized. Visit the website. There's a lot of information out there. You can go shop the different carts. I'm pretty sure there's something out there for everybody. And I want to thank you, Teresa, for allowing me the opportunity to be able to share my story and share what I have going on with your audience.
Well, we appreciate you again. And again, guys, to achieve success, you have to get started. And also, I wanted to add, she's a boss guide to starting a business. Has a lot of great templates in it for those of you that need to be able to have a visual to write your goals down. So make sure you get out there and get a copy of Latanya's book. And also, I want to thank you again for tuning in to Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your host, Teresa Murphy, and have a great rest of the week on purpose.
Thank you.